We've had some beautifully hot days during the course of this week, and that got me thinking about the question of air conditioning on Shabbat. Specifically, are you allowed to ask a nochri to turn it on or off on Shabbat? And of course, as soon as I started thinking about this shaila, the weather changed, so I'm not sure how relevant it's going to be, but we can be hopeful that perhaps tomorrow it's going to be nice and hot again. So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a tshuva in Igrot Moshe, Orach Chaim Chelek Gimel, Siman Mem Bet, where he discusses a situation where the air conditioning was on in shul on Shabbat morning. It had come on with the time switch, and then the weather turned cold, so that people who were sitting in shul were freezing, and some of them were even going home because they felt it was too cold for them. So his question was, can the Gabbaim ask the caretaker to turn it off? And his conclusion is that they can. He says that if the Issa is turning it off is d'oraita, which according to most poskim it isn't, then we need to look at Orach Chaim, Siman, Reishayin, Vav, Se'if, Bet, where the Rama brings the view of the Bal Ha'itur, that Amira L'Nochri, that means asking a non-Jew to do Melacha on Shabbat, is permitted if it's for the sake of a mitzvah, even if we're talking about an Issa d'oraita. But the Rama says that most poskim don't accept that leniency, and therefore we shouldn't do it unless it's a case of tzorech gadol, unless it's a case of great necessity. And if we look in the Mishnah Brura, Sivkatan Kaf Dalet, we see that he essentially paskens like the Acharonim who say that in actual fact, even for a tzorech gadol, you can't ask a nochri to do melacha. But then in Sivkatan Kaf Hei, he says that if it's for what he calls a mitzvah derabim, a public mitzvah, a mitzvah for many people, and the example that he gives is fixing an eruv. Say that the eruv broke on Shabbat. So if it's not fixed, then many people are going to either be unable to carry or they're going to carry be'issa. So then he says we'll follow the Rama that it's permitted because it's a case of great need. And Rav Moshe Feinstein writes that if people are leaving shul because it's too cold, then he thinks that's a very good case of mitzvah derabim. And therefore, it should be permitted to ask Nochri to turn the air conditioning off, even if we're talking about an Issa d'oraita. My question on this, though, is to suggest that maybe there should be a difference between fixing the Eruv, where that's a malacha that's going to stop lots of people carrying on Shabbat, or enable lots of people to carry beheta on Shabbat, and a case of being too cold in shul, where, worst case scenario, people are going to go home early. In any event, I already mentioned that according to most poskim, turning off the air conditioning is only going to be a melacha d'rabbanan. In which case, Rav Moshe points out that the Shulchan Aruch in Siman Shin Zayin Sif Hei says that Amira Nochri is permitted for a melacha d'rabbanan, for something which is prohibited only d'rabbanan, if it's a case of makom mitzvah. If it's a case of this will enable you to fulfill a mitzvah, and he says that facilitating people to daven in shul, that's certainly a mitzvah, and therefore, assuming that it's an issa d'rabbanan, then it's very easy to allow it. What about the other way round, though? You don't expect it to be particularly hot on Shabbat, and then mid-morning, in the middle of the laning, you find it's absolutely schwitzing in shul, and you want the nochri to turn the air conditioning on. Can you ask him to do so, or can't you? Is turning it on the same as turning it off, which we've established is permissible, or is it different? So Rav Moshe has a tshuva on this as well, a few simanim later. It's Chelek Gimel again, but in Siman Mem Zayin, Se'if Bet. He writes straight out that it's not permitted. Why? Because you're benefiting directly from the Melacha of a Nochri on Shabbat. But I think that Rav Moshe is working on the assumption that turning it on is going to be a melacha d'oraita. And that's why he's saying that you can't ask the nochri to do it. And I also think that this particular tshuva is not necessarily referring to a shul, in which case you haven't got the notion of mitzvah derabim, which would allow it. But if we assume that an air conditioning unit doesn't produce heat, and that there's no eish, then it should be different because it's only going to be a melacha d'rabbanan. And once again, it should be permitted, as in Siman Shin Zayin, because it's something which is prohibited midrabanan, and then it can be allowed Amira L'Nochri, either because it's Tzorech Harbeh, which is actually a point of machloket amongst the Achronim and some poskim, are very limiting in applying that heter. But maybe it could also be permitted under the rubrics of what we call mitzat choli, that people are feeling somewhat unwell because it's so cold. And of course, that could be the case if it's an extremely hot day. So if we assume that turning on the air conditioning is only an issa d'rabbanan, so then it would seem that you can ask a nochri to do it. And in actual fact, Sefer Shmirat Shabbat Kilchata, Peret Yud Gimel, Seif Lamed Dalet, paskens that you can ask a nochri to turn the air conditioning on if it's hot. In the footnote, he refers us to Shelot and Shuvot Minchat Yitzchak, Chelek Gimel, Simon Kaf Gimel, where he makes exactly the points that I've made, that we're dealing with Amira Nochri in a case of Issa D'Rabbanan B'Makom Tzar, meaning that people are experiencing discomfort, in which case the rules are that it's permitted. And he says that even if it was an Issa D'Oraita, then maybe there's the possibility that we could allow it. Under what rubrics? Using the logic that allows a Gentile to light a fire on a very cold Shabbat. He's got a halachic principle, Hakol Cholim Eitz El Hatzina, that when it's very cold, we regard everybody as being ill. You can get ill from the cold. So maybe we should say the same if it's very, very hot. People could start fainting, people could become weak, etc., etc. So maybe we should apply the same principle. And even if it's an Issa D'Oraita, maybe we should allow it. In any event, let's see what the weather's like tomorrow. Ad Kan.